Introduction. Who knew you had it in you? Your mother did, and hopefully your father too. Not to mention your grandparents and also your brothers and sisters, although they might have held back on saying so. And what about the influences you met along the way, such as teachers, sports coaches, religious leaders, employers, co-workers, and friends? If you find yourself nodding in agreement to this list, then you ought to believe them and live to achieve your potential. In other words, fulfill your greatness. You might, however, instead be saying to yourself that none of these people, in fact, no one, has ever told you that, or even worse, not only was there lack of approval by the authority figures in your life, but this was accompanied by shaming or telling you that you were stupid, were worthless, would never amount to anything, were not as good as your brother or sister or someone else's kids, were a mistake. If that is the case, it is sad, no, tragic, and so wrong. But it is not the end of the world. Although you have not had the life that you should have had, this does not mean to say that you cannot change the rest of your life, no matter what age you are. The queen of daytime talk show hosts, Oprah Winfrey, had a truly terrible life growing up. You will hear more about it later. Oprah did not, however, let her own personal history set the terms of her life. In her final show, she said, "It doesn't matter what your mama did. It doesn't matter what your daddy didn't do. You are responsible for your life." Acclaimed English singer-songwriter Adele sang, "There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch. It's bringing me out the dark." Sadly, many people never experience that fire or passion in their hearts, and too many others have their fires quenched by other people or life's hardships. Very few go on to achieve the greatness in their lives that they are capable of, and indeed deserve. Oliver Wendell Holmes Sr. said, "Many people die with their music still in them. Too often it is because they are always getting ready to live. Before they know it, time runs out." This audiobook will help you ensure that you don't die with your music still in you, or your song unsung. Whether or not we each are predestined to a particular purpose in life has, for centuries, been a hotly debated issue. What is surely less debatable is that each of us is born with the potential to achieve a degree of greatness in our lives, irrespective of our circumstances. As you will hear later, there is scientific evidence that each and every one of us is genetically predisposed, hardwired, for success. Many people have attained greatness despite, or perhaps thanks to, the hardships they had to endure. If you follow the advice given in this audiobook, you can make a difference in your life and with your life. You will live on purpose and achieve your personal greatness, whether it be as a sportsperson, musician, politician, manager, parent, or spouse, or anything else you have passion for. If you have forgotten your passion or never been in touch with it, the advice will help you rekindle the old fire or start a new one. More importantly, it will show you how to keep the fire alive through all manner of storms to enable you to achieve your potential greatness. Don't deny your parents a chance at happiness and also an opportunity to see you achieve greatness. Unarin Ramaru.